Missing masterpieces materialize and reflective relief from a lack of light. Those stories are coming up today on CNN Student News. But we're starting with election results and some votes of note from Tuesday. This man, Bill de Blasio, is set to be the next mayor of the nation's largest city, New York. He's the first Democrat elected to the mayor's office since 1989. In Virginia, a close race for governor ended in victory for Democratic candidate Terry McAuliffe. Virginia doesn't allow governors to serve consecutive terms, so the current governor wasn't running for re-election. Just the opposite of New Jersey, though, Republican Governor Chris Christie was re-elected Tuesday night. It was a big win, too, with exit polls showing that Governor Christie got more votes than his opponent from voters in almost every age group. Some analysts think that display of electability, Governor Christie's ability to get support from voters, sends a message about the next office he might run for.
One unmistakable takeaway, Chris Christie now has the premier brand in Republican politics. Look at this map. New Jersey, known as a reliably blue state in presidential politics, well, in sweeping to a landslide reelection, Chris Christie turned almost the entire map red. Electability will be his argument now as he makes the case he's a strong Republican contender for 2016 in the presidential race. Chris Christie can argue, I won the women's vote. I won the men's vote. No gender gap for me. He will also argue powerfully that not only did he carry the white vote big, but among African Americans, even though his Democratic challenger won the African American vote, Chris Christie, 21% of the African American vote, more than double his take from 4 years ago. Compare that to Mitt Romney. And compare that to John McCain, Chris Christie will say he can broaden the Republican base. Even more importantly, in making that argument, the electability argument, Chris Christie actually carrying the Latino vote in the state of New Jersey with a slight majority there. Again, think about Nevada, think about New Mexico, think about Florida, other presidential battleground states. Latinos, a critical constituency. Chris Christie will make the case, I'm the more electable Republican. If there is a dent in the electability argument, it is this. In his home state, as he won a sweeping re-election, voters were asked, what if you had Hillary Clinton versus Chris Christie in 2016? Well, Hillary Clinton carrying a narrow victory over Chris Christie. A bit of a dent in the electability argument with that poll number.
After the states we covered in our first story, the ones in today's roll call might look a little familiar. New Jersey, the Jackson Memorial High Jaguars put the Garden State on today's mat. Virginia, how about the Wolverines from Woodgrove High in Purcellville, Virginia? And New York, specifically the city of Hamburg and the Hamburg High Bulldogs. Thanks for watching, everybody. Every month, the city of Greece, New York, holds a public board meeting to talk about the town's government. Since 1999, those meetings have started with a prayer. Now the U.S. Supreme Court is considering whether that policy is unconstitutional. Yesterday, the court's 9 justices heard arguments about whether or not the board meeting prayers violate the Establishment Clause. That's the part of the First Amendment that says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. In other words, government won't endorse a specific religion. City officials in Greece say they aren't. They say they've invited people from a wide variety of faiths to offer invocations. But the plaintiffs in this case argue that the prayers at city board meetings have been overwhelmingly Christian. During yesterday's Supreme Court hearing, some justices discussed whether lawmakers and courts should advise faiths on what to say or what language is considered religious. The Supreme Court's ruling is expected by early next summer.